John. Chapter 21. After these things Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and in this way showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter, and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto them, I am going fishing. They said unto him, We also will go with you. They went forth, and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, Children, have you any fish? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fish. Therefore the disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fish. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid therein, and bread. Jesus said unto them, Bring of the fish which you have now caught. Simon Peter went up, and drew the net to land full of great fish, 153, and although there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus said unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples dared ask him, Who are you? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then came, and took bread, and gave to them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples, after he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me more than these? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, you know that I love you. He said unto him, Feed my lambs. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, you know that I love you. He said unto him, Feed my sheep. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Do you love me? And he said unto him, Lord, you know all things, you know that I love you. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto you, when you were young, you dressed yourself, and walked where you would, but when you shall be old, you shall stretch forth your hands, and another shall dress you, and carry you where you would not. Thus spoke he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning about, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, who is he that betrays you? Peter seeing him said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus said unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to you? You follow me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that the disciple should not die, yet Jesus said not unto him, He shall not die, but, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to you? This is the disciple who testifies of these things, and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen.